Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He's not the same. He just isn't. He doesn't look comfortable back there a lot of time. They went single high. They obviously were trying to stop the run. And with the collection of receivers he has, that should have been bombs away. And it was on the first pass. But after that, you know, they kept throwing sideways. And they had 15 pass completions for 6 yards or fewer.
Ed Bouchette, our Steelers insider, saying Ben Roethlisberger doesn't look the same. And it's backed up by stats. 6 touchdowns, 7 interceptions now on the year. Ben's passer rating 28th in the NFL. Worse than Blake Bortles and Mike Glennon, two quarterbacks who shockingly the Steelers have lost to in the first 5 games of the season. Ben, after the game, tongue-in-cheek, said, maybe I don't have it anymore, but do fans legitimately question that today? 412-928-9370. Brad's on the fan. Hi, Brad. Hello, Brad. All right, we don't have Brad yet. Let's try Jimmy. He's on the fan. Hi, Jimmy. Hello, Jimmy. All right, we're 0 for 2 here. Let's try one more and see where that goes. Here's Luther on the fan. Hi, Luther.
You got me.
All right. There we go.
What's up, man?
Hey, to follow up on Ben's thought, nobody knows what the reality of the situation is. We're all just speculating.
What's your hunch tell you right now?
Well, let me make three quick points, and I'll listen to your response. Paraphrase Chuck Knoll. You know, you start thinking about retirement. It's time to get on with your life's work. That's number one. Number two, I think if this is the decline of Ben, they're going to regret not having invested and kind of cultivating a backup quarterback. Because if Ben's done this year, they'll have such an incredible gap. It'll be like those 80s Steelers teams looking for retreads. And then my last point is, this is the most emotionally immature team I've ever seen that was projected to win a championship. You know, between the Bell antics and the throne of the Gatorade. I mean, ask yourself this question: which is more likely to happen? Jacksonville come in here and stomp us 30-9, or us to go to Jacksonville and stomp them 30-9? I mean, they just completely blew the easy part of their schedule. I mean, they really should be 5-0 right now.
Are you confident Roethlisberger gets it back?
No, I think he's looked like he's lost a little bit for some time now. I'm not a pro scout, but there's just too many overthrows. When they dial up that long bomb, except for yesterday, it tends to be overthrown. Or they throw it to Martavis, and he's not Antonio Brown. He can't pull it in, you know. I'm concerned about them on a lot of different fronts. I really seriously question the coaching of this team. You know, I'm not an anti-Tomlin person, but the statistics, you know, say he's a winning coach, but he, you know, with what they have, and again, this is nails on a chalkboard when you talk about the Patriots, but if Tom Brady or Belichick had this arsenal, where would they be? I mean,
to the AFC Championship game last year. Has Tomlin taken stupid pills since then? He's got to go now because they've lost 2 games?
He took a couple of stupid pills yesterday. Not Tomlin's fault.
The challenges were awful. I know that. Lost both of them. One was just inexplicable. That pass to Brown, he hit the ground.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on there. But, I mean, I'm not quite prepared yet to say he can't coach. Five games after they go to the AFC Championship game.
You know, the differences I see right now between a team like the Patriots and the Steelers is that the Patriots have a 40-year-old quarterback who is playing at an all-pro level. They got to repair their defense. They got to fix that.
Yeah, they've also lost 2 games at home.
But the guy that, you know, your fate lives and dies with has played excellent football.
Except for the first game.
And I wish I could say Ben Roethlisberger, except for yesterday, has been good this year, but I can't. And that's the concerning part of this moving forward. If Ben's not good, the Steelers don't have a prayer. Here's Anthony. He's on the Fan. Hi, Anthony.
Well, gentlemen, this is what I've been saying all along when the deflection started last week of the attacks on Antonio Brown. And I understood his frustration because he's looking at a quarterback that's a shell of himself. And as far as booing quarterbacks in this town, they cheered a quarterback when he got hurt in this town. So that's the mindset.
Yeah, Ben is not the first one to feel the crowd's angst. Yeah. You're right. Bradshaw was actually cheered when he got hurt.
That's a terrible job by fans here to boo.
But
up.
I'm specifically talking about the quarterback. His skills have deteriorated. Even on the first pass. I mean. It was underthrown. There's no hitting in stride. There's no hitting. They're coming back. There's people draped on them. I'm watching Aaron Rodgers yesterday, zip, zap, zoom. It used to look like around here.
So what kind of quarterback is Ben at this point in his career? Is he a good one?
No.
What is he?
He's a cross between Cordell Stewart and Mike Tomczak at this point. That's how bad it's deteriorated, and it's shameful. I like Ben. I was one of the few defenders in 2010 who took on the world when they were talking about throwing him out of town. But he was booed here in 2008 also, their Super Bowl season, and I was there.
Well, that year they gave up more sacks than any team in football. He got eaten alive and betrayed by a bad offensive line. He doesn't have that issue this year.
And he was a lot more talented, too. He came back. There's no coming back from this, unfortunately. And they put their eggs in their basket, and, it's just what it looks like when you go between Bradshaw and Ben, and it might be the outer limits like we saw.
Anthony, so you give them no chance of going to Kansas City and winning on Sunday?
No, I don't.
Okay, because if they go to Kansas City and win on Sunday, the world will look a lot better then.
Well, I don't. I certainly give them a chance even against an undefeated team that's –
the NFL,
40
first
plus
of all,
points.
They're due to lose. That's just the way it works in the NFL. But all of a sudden, if they win in Kansas City, the world will look a little brighter. If they lose, well, you have no chance of getting home field advantage in the playoffs.
And I still think Ben will play great games, but I just think they'll be more infrequent. I think that happens when you get older. I think we saw that out of guys like Brett Favre, where he would throw four touchdown passes in a game and then he'd follow it up with a four interception game. I think that's just father time taking its toll. I didn't have that expectation for Roethlisberger this year that he would look like he was past his prime, but that's the way I feel 5 games into the season. Javon in the Hill District, you're on Cook and Pony. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
I just want to agree with Anthony, basically, you know, not just because he's my father, but he's made some good points, you know what I mean? Seriously, I mean, after the comments in the offseason, you know, that was the red flag for me right there, you know, the retirement. And then to call out the only player that's made you really look good the past couple years. I mean, without Brown, where would this offense be? And to call him out publicly the way he did and not handle it in the locker room, and then compound that with the comments he made after the game, I mean, it just looks like a guy that's just not interested in playing football. His skills is diminishing. He doesn't feel comfortable in making throws that he used to be able to make easily. I've seen that yesterday. He's throwing 6-yard passes on 3rd and 10. And, yeah, I mean, it just looks like it's the end, man.
Javon, I got a question for you, though. Who makes who? Does the quarterback make the receiver, or does the receiver make the quarterback?
Well, it's a little bit of both, you know.
Because Ike Taylor came out after last season when AB had his video and said he better realize that he's nothing without the quarterback.
Right, absolutely. I mean, they both need each other, you know what I mean? Some throws that Big Ben throws to other guys, Brown makes easy, and it's not so easy for other guys.
Well, I think of the play in Cleveland that won the game. Ben just threw it up into a crown, and Brown came down with the ball.
And Brown came down with it, so that's all on Brown. You know, but it's sad to see a guy so great, his skills just diminishing in front of our eyes. I mean, it happens to the best of them, but I didn't believe that it would happen this quick.
But, well, that's the way it goes sometimes with these guys. And thanks. Maybe the Steelers feel the same way about James Harrison.
Didn't dress again yesterday. This time they can't say he wasn't. He was sick because he wasn't.
You get into your late 30s, one second you have it, the next you don't. Yeah, it, Ben looks rusty to me, but the thing about that opinion is everybody who watched him in training camp said the exact opposite.
You know, he didn't throw one interception.
Ben looks like the guy that missed camp right now. He's just not in sync. Who's playing at home tonight? The Chicago Bears, who will unveil Mitch Trubisky against the Vikings on Monday Night Football, a game you can hear right here on The Fan. Who's playing at home? Brought to you by Gina G. and Petro of RE/MAX Select Realty and online at GinaWillSellYourHome.com. Ben Roethlisberger's worst nightmare. No touchdowns, five interceptions. The Steelers blown out by the Jaguars. What do you make of Ben's play, and how concerned are you moving forward? 412-928-9370. It's Cook and Pony.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.